Hi, this is Sharon Lipinski, and welcome to another interview on GivingCirclesHelp.com, the website where we're compiling information and interviews from people across the country who are running Giving Circles so that we can all learn from each other and continuously improve our ability to make a greater impact with our giving. Today, I'm speaking with Lorraine Heading with the Eau Claire Community Foundation. She is the grants coordinator. Welcome, Lorraine. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
So, Lorraine, could you start by kind of giving us an overview of the Eau Claire Community Foundation and its relationship with the Giving Circle?
Well, the Eau Claire Community Foundation is almost 15 years old. It was started in 1997. And we have a number of funds that we hold here for donors who want to contribute. In 2007, we started a women's giving circle by bringing together a number of women who had expressed an interest in learning more about this phenomena. I think at the beginning there were probably about 60 women who came together, and they decided that they would each give a contribution to our foundation of $250. And of that amount, half would go into starting an endowment fund called the Women's Fund, which would grow and in future years be able to make grants. And then another part of their contribution would be collectively used to fulfill grants to nonprofits in our community. So that's kind of how it came together. They decided that the target for their philanthropy would be addressing the needs of women and children in our area, and that could fall into the categories that our foundation uses for granting, which is arts and culture, education, the environment, recreation, and human services. So it progressed along, and the first year they were able to give out four grants of, I think, about $2,000 each. That was the first year that they granted was in 2008. So that's the kind of the basic history of our Women's Giving Circle. It's grown. Since that time, we have over about 165 members now.
You have 165 members, you said?
Right, right.
Okay. And you said the goal was?
And the goal that the initial founding members set the goal that they would try to reach a level of their funding to be able to give out four grants of up to $5,000 each. So that was the goal in terms of getting new members to grow it to be at that point. And in 2011, now we've reached that goal. And this year we'll give out four grants of up to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we will continue to grow as a giving circle a little bit, I think probably that will be the maximum amount that will be granted each year.
So at about 165 members is kind of where you guys want to stay? Or if you recruit new members, it'll just go to the endowment?
Right. It would probably go into the endowment fund. I'm not sure. That's open to discussion, the membership. They may increase it to six grants or five grants. I don't know. It's open. It's flexible.
Yeah.
But the membership will decide that.
So 60 members is a lot to start out with on a giving circle. So how did you start out with such a large group of people?
The person who was our director at that time had been talking about this with a number of women in the community that she was involved with, either through her own personal activities or through women who had a relationship with the foundation. And there was quite an interest, and I think just it was word of mouth, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It was an idea that caught on very quickly, and that's just what happened. They had their first coming together was a social event, and they had some appealing, refreshments, and it was held in a place that appealed to people. And so those who knew about it invited their friends, and it caught on.
So how often do you guys get together as a giving circle? Does the whole group come together a certain time, a number of times a year, or how does that look like for you guys?
We have, formally we have three times that the full membership gets together. One is in the spring, and that's called the Spring Gap, primarily a membership event. We invite all who are members to attend and bring a friend or more than one. The program is always a panel of people who represent the organizations that received grants the previous year. And so they tell about what they've done with their grant dollars and educate the membership that are in attendance about what they're doing to address the needs of women and children. That fulfills one of the goals of our giving circle, which is to raise the awareness of women about the needs of the community. So that's been very helpful and very well attended. Then in the fall, we have an educational event. And so far, it's been focused on helping women learn about being and what it is, what it means to to other women and how it develops. For example, last year we had somebody come from the University of Wisconsin in Michigan who had some information to share about the history of women in Philadelphia, and he was able to share not only information and stories and anecdotes about women in our state, but also we provided him with some information about local women who over the years have been philanthropic and whose names might be familiar to the people who attended, and he gave a nice lecture about that. We also had, 1 year, we had Martha Deer, who is associated with giving circles, particularly women's giving circles nationwide. She came and gave a speech. And all of these things are open to the public if they're interested in coming. Then in November, we have an annual meeting at which, for example, the decisions about the grants are made. There's a grant team that comes together to review all the grant applications, and then they present their recommendations to the membership. And then that goes on to our foundation board of trustees then for approval. That happens at the annual meeting. That's more of a business meeting.
Okay.
So those are the three formal times of getting together.
And it sounds like they might be fairly long programs. They're not necessarily just an hour long. Is it kind of an evening event?
We try to keep it from 4:30 till 6:30.
Okay.
We've established that as our traditional meeting time. Now, a lot of the work, you know, the in-between work is done by what we call teams, or their committees, basically, of women who are willing to take a leadership role. We have an advisory team that's overall leadership, and then there's a grant team and a membership team and an education program team.
And those are all Giving Circle members. They're not foundation employees.
Right. No, they're not employees. They're volunteers with the Women's Giving Circle. And they're, each team has two co-chair gather together other women from the membership who want to, for example, review the grant applications or who want to get involved in membership development or the educational programming.
Mm-hmm. Now, given
those teams meet.
Please continue.
Those teams meet every other month or so.
Okay. So there's a lot of work going on outside of just your three annual meetings.
Right. And I will say the majority of the Women's Giving Circle members do not participate on those teams. I mean, it's a small group of women, and we really have to, work hard to get women to step forward and take those roles.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't want to be in it all the time, so
right. We
have to really encourage that.
In lots of giving
it's like
circles.
Any organization.
Yeah, I was going to say lots of giving circles I talk to struggle with the leadership and that certain people
mm-hmm.
will get burnt
yeah.
out after they are around too long, but mm-hmm. it's hard to find people to step up.
Right.
Do you have any advice?
Well, I don't know if I have any advice, but I know that there was a strong commitment to not make the Women's Giving Circle a complicated organizational structure.
Mm-hmm.
We have other women's groups in our community, the Junior League and church groups and all that, and nobody wanted to add another, kind of labor-intensive women's organization. It was mainly to give women a way to make an impact with their philanthropy. Nevertheless, it does take some organization. So that's a challenge to keep that balance between not too much but enough to keep the thing going.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious about your grant process, given that you're a foundation, and I saw from your website that the foundation manages a lot of funds. Do you
right.
provide any guidance or tools for the Giving Circle during that grant process?
Mm-hmm. The grant process for the Women's Giving Circle is, in timing, is offset from our major granting cycle, which is kind of the first of the calendar year. The Women's Giving Circle has their grant cycle from, we start taking applications in early spring, and they're due usually July 1st. And then the grants are recommended to our board and decided on in the fall. So we do guide that family. We do have to, all grant applications basically have to conform to our foundation guidelines. And these are what's typical for foundations. They have to be a 501c3 organization or have a sponsoring organization that is a 501c3. They have to, they have to have non-discriminatory policies. They have to adhere to the five categories that I mentioned earlier about what they target. So the Women's Giving Circle grants have to follow those guidelines. In addition, then, the programs that are funded have to provide some benefit to women and our children in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and so the guidance that we give to the grant team or to the membership is just, overseeing that as the applications come in, kind of vetting the applications to make sure that they can go forward with conforming to all the guidelines.
So the applications, typically, do they go through your website and then you forward them on to the Giving Circle?
Applicants can download the application form on our website, from our website.
Mm-hmm.
And then they complete it in the number of copies that are required, and then they send it, deliver it here to our foundation, or mail it here.
Okay.
And then I have the first look at it to make sure that it conforms to the foundation's guidance, and then package them up for the grant team to look at.
And then after you send them along, is there any more interaction between the foundation and the Giving Circle? Is there, like, I guess what I'm wondering is there, like, a constant, like, give and take? Do they ask you questions, help? Is there, what are your interactions with the Giving Circle like on a regular basis?
Well, let's see. With regard to grants, we assist the grant team in training the reviewers. They usually have maybe 10 or 15 women who want to participate in reviewing the applications.
Mm-hmm.
And they have developed a training for those women. And at the beginning, we did assist with that somewhat. And so one of the things we can do is we can, kind of do the back office work on that, make the copies and prepare everything, all the handouts and everything. And usually either I or the director will attend that training just to have a presence of, for the foundation, to be there, answer questions, and kind of be available if necessary. And then when the and then we are also present during the reviewing process, mm-hmm. just to be a resource to the women and kind of, well, not oversee it really, but just be available to assure that it all goes the way that it would be acceptable to the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it is not a separate organization. It is within the umbrella of the Eau Claire Community Foundation.
Okay. And typically, have you come across any issues? Do things come up in that relationship, or is it pretty easy?
Well, we've had our ups and downs a little bit. I don't want to cast a negative view because I'm a member of the Giving Circle and our director is too. But there were, at the beginning, there were difficulties in trying to really, for all of us, to really understand what structure is needed here.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some who really were elaborate on developing a structure, bylaws and charters and procedures and things like that, and it was a little challenging to kind of come to an agreement on actually how much of that we needed to go forward. And this was our first Giving Circle, mm-hmm. so we were all just kind of feeling our way,
right,
both
right.
The membership and the staff and the board, to try to keep it a function of the larger organization, the Eau Claire Community Foundation, and make sure that the integrity of the foundation was not undermined in any way by the process,
mm-hmm.
and to make sure that the women who were involved had the opportunity to take a leadership role if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there has been give and take on all sides. We've worked together, we've worked hard, had lots of meetings, but I think at this point it's on a pretty even keel.
Mm-hmm.
I think go ahead.
Well, I was just going to note, with the growth that you've had and having 165 members, obviously something is going right and people are mm-hmm. happy
yeah.
with it, otherwise
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't continue to participate and invite people.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Right. That has been reassuring to us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little bit curious about the endowment fund that the Giving Circle is creating. So half of their $250 goes into creating this endowment fund. And are there any intentions with this endowment fund? Is there a goal at which it's complete? What does that look like for you guys?
Well, the rules of our foundation, an endowment has to reach $25,000 before it's, before it can start granting.
Okay.
Before grants can be made from that fund. And then the grants are made from a percentage of the interest over that $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
So as it grows, then we can make grants, and grants would always go to the target group of women and or children, and it could go in on their behalf in any of those categories that I mentioned before. That's how it goes, and we actually our women's endowment is well over $25,000, so we've been able to grant not only from the contributions, the yearly contributions, but we've also been able to grant from the endowment fund.
And is that up to the Giving Circle to vote? Do we want to donate from our endowment this year or let it grow? Is that a discussion that happens?
No, that is the foundation's responsibility.
Okay. And so it's not voted on through the same grant process that the Giving Circle is going through?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, it's not. We have, our foundation has a grant review committee that makes those decisions.
Okay, I see. Now, you have a $250 minimum contribution. Is that the only contribution, or do some people choose to give more? Is there any?
Well, I think that anybody can give more each year, and that's a yearly contribution.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty, I don't know if we've had, I don't think we've had anybody. Some have given more to maybe give multi-year contributions all in 1 year.
In fact,
now that we're talking about this, the original group was asked to pledge $1,000 over 4 years.
Okay.
To get it started.
Gotcha. Get things moving and faster.
Yeah, to get things moving so that granting could happen more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But that was that actually happened very quickly. There are some members who might give, you know, $500 to cover 2 years, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. I think most of the members do on a yearly basis.
And are any of those members contributing to your foundation separately, or in addition to?
In other ways, you mean?
Yeah, either financially
oh, yeah.
into a different fund or other volunteer work. So members will do both. Is that some members will do both?
Yes, they certainly can do both. Some members have, for example, maybe a family fund here, maybe a donor advised fund here, or they may participate in some of the other activities that we have. So yes, I would say, I don't know, maybe 25% of them have an additional affiliation with us above and beyond their membership at the Women's Giving Circle.
So this Giving Circle was kind of an experiment that you did in 2007 and not really sure what it was going to look like at the time. And I'm curious now, looking back on it, do you mm-hmm. think it a valuable part of your foundation that you would recommend that other foundations do?
I think so, yes. I think we would really encourage other foundations to do it. And in fact, we would like to have other giving circles be started, maybe along different lines. I feel like we have enough interest in our community in the arts that perhaps we could have a giving circle related to the arts, for example, and that might maybe give stronger support to our local symphony or theater groups.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been able to get anybody to come forward and get that going, because it really needs to, I mean, we can start it, but we really need, you know, the public to come forward, members of the public to come forward and say, yes, we want to be philanthropists in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on it.
Yeah,
we're working on it, because we have a very strong art and culture to our local community.
And are you kind of being very subtle about it and just asking people, or are you, like, actively, do you advertise for, you know, arts-based philanthropy? I mean, how is this as you're tiptoeing into wanting to do another giving circle? How do you
Well,
do that?
I think we're kind of doing it subtly, no promotion on it, no advertising, but when I have an opportunity to talk to somebody who I know is very involved in the arts and both as a participant and as a donor, you know, I might say something about, you know, we have this Women's Giving Circle. Don't you think it would be fun if we had a giving circle related to the arts? And,
mm-hmm.
And then we just chat about that, what that could look like, what that would, you know, what would be the contribution levels for that. And
mm-hmm.
So I think it'll happen. It's just a matter of igniting the right interest in the right person.
Yeah. And
but certainly what we've done with the Women's Giving Circle will help us greatly in in doing another one.
Yeah.
There will be, you know, it's a model for what we can go forward with.
So, Lorraine, we're reaching the end of our time here, and I wanted to check in with you to see if there was anything that I didn't ask you that you would like to share with us now.
I think we went over it very well, and I think probably you've looked at our website. I think a lot of the information is right there about what's going on. So I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay. Well, Lorraine, I want to thank you so much for sharing your time and your experience with us today. I hope that other foundations may have an opportunity to see what you've done here, the community participation that you've been able to build that's been both good for you and for your community and your participants, and hope that they will be inspired to start one of their own.
Okay, well, thank you very much.